initially they were going to actually be called Really Weird Weapons. It was actually the whole title. Actually, we're called Really Weird Weapons. One more in the arsenals of Tony Buck, Joe Williamson, and Olaf Rupp. Final set on Friday night. Tristan Hansinger Octet was quite a joy. Eight people, seven Italians, one supposedly American, Tristan Hansinger, though. I know he'd rather not be. It's kind of like Frank Zappa saying, I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Anyways, born in America. Been outside of it for a long time now. But he's writing some fantastic fucking tunes. And before that set, he distributed a little pamphlet. Just so people could follow along for the 12-part composition. And even though it was all in Italian with several vocalists, a couple of bass players, drummer, saxophonist, clarinetist. Help me out here if I sway squid. And an accordionist. Sometimes these people double up on instruments. And the first track was called, this is Tristan Hansinger's Small Talk. It was called The Hen of Zamira. And the only note we've got about this in English is that it's an untranslatable story about a hen that defecates on the boot of a policeman. Gets into ostriches, bank directors, trying to get a loan, Samuel Beckett, and getting on a bus. I'll give you more a little bit later, but for now, since we don't have any recordings of that fine set, we're going to hear something from a Tristan Hansinger record, a band called This, That, and the Other. From 1987. This band is Tristan Hansinger, cello and voices, Sean Bergen on saxes, melodica, and voices, Toshinori Kondo on trumpet and electronics, Tiziana Simona on vocals, Jean-Jacques Avanel on bass, and Steve Noble on drums and vocals. And Michael Moore on clarinet. Little septet. This is La Strada.
Je vindt het heel sport.
Het is een sportpak. Het is heel sport.
Niet zo sport als Batman.
Get some cat food.
Vind je Batman heel sport? Ja, ik vind And Batman ontzettend sport.
Luckily
Robin
enough,
ook. Robin is heel sport.
There was,
ja, hij is ontzettend sport. Hij heeft sportkleren aan. Ja, heeft hij aan sportkleren.
Lots of empty shelves.
Ja,
and I said, oh, I'll
Robin
find quite a lot.
Van Batman. Okay, right on.
I had to buy about 20 cans.
Ja,
because
auto.
We would have been away 3 weeks or so. I turned the corner, and there it was, another empty shelf.
Thank you. strada.
Don't worry, we're going to hear another one of those. But since I read the very first piece of small talk, I'm going to read the last one too, which is... Actually, you know what? I'm going to read... I'm going to read the last one, which is number 12 that they did, Suicide, credited to E. Cavazzoni. Marco, why did you do it? Perugia, I was tired of you and life. Marco, and now, what do I do alone? Perugia, I'm leaving. Ciao. Marco, wait a moment more. Perugia, I'm already over there. I can't hear you.
To do Santo and get herring and sour cream.
So John Tilbury played an improvised solo set at 2:30 in the afternoon at the Kleelhof. And we're going to jump out of schedule here and do a little different thing, because this is Saturday. We've now moved to Saturday at Nickelsdorf. And 12 hours later, at 2:30 in the morning, Trio Exclusive took the stage. Normally a quartet, the Trio Exclusive. This time joined by an extra fellow with a fantastic mustache that if Tristan Hansinger could have cut it off and used as a prop, he certainly would have, playing congas. So, 2:30 in the afternoon, you take a little Tilbury. 2:30 in the morning, you take a little Trio Exclusive.
March 25th. And I got out of jail March 25th, 1993.
Oh, no. That's the day I got into the
we've gone back to Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon at the Kleelhof. But we don't have a recording of that band, so we're making do with a Tony Buck solo and a Manfred Hofer solo. Tony Buck was the man this year. Three sets. This was his second. And actually, for me personally, this set was the first real... Woo! Woo! They started doing some stuff, and Tony Buck surprising me consistently with whatever the hell he was doing on drums. Rhythmically was... It was just full of surprises. And Manfred Hofer, I'm seeking him out now. Seeking him out. We're going back to Saturday night to the band before the trio exclusive.